On a 53-degree Thursday that feels like a Wednesday, it starts to get better the further along you get, Jason Cairns, in these post-holiday weeks, don't you think?
It does. I have off tomorrow, so my whole week is just going to be...
Yeah.
So today is both Wednesday, or is Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday for me today.
Yeah, wow.
So, yeah, yeah.
That's a lot of pressure to put on one day, you know.
It is a lot of pressure to put on one day, for sure.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right, well... I am traveling to beautiful Wisconsin Rapids to call softball today. It's the Division I regional final, Chi-High and Rapids. And, you know, win in advance or lose and have your season end. That's the way it goes, you know?
It is, for sure. Absolutely.
What is the most thrilling victory or painful defeat of your athletic career?
Boy, that is a really good question. I don't know if I can... Oh, I know. I had a wrestling match when I was a senior against a state qualifier, and I had him almost pinned, which would have been, for me, amazing. And he managed to get out of it and subsequently pinned me, and, which is why he was the better wrestler than I was.
But okay.
That was probably the hardest defeat that I took.
Now, what grade were you in?
Senior year.
Okay, senior year.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Huh.
Yeah.
Mine would be my dad coached our Cub Scout softball team in third and fifth grade. We were 1-4 in third grade and whatever in fourth. But in fifth, he said, defense, let's hold them to 5 or fewer runs. We unexpectedly, inexplicably, we went 9-0, made the championship game, led 13-3, then 13-6, and eked it out over Eisenhower 13-12.
Wow.
Yeah.
Amazing.
I was the pitcher. My friend Craig was the shortstop, and that's the softball I have at my desk, is that championship softball. So,
got it.
It's kind of rough to have peaked athletically in fifth grade, but, you know.
I mean, you do what you got to do, right?
Yeah.
I'm still waiting for my athletic peak.
Yeah, right. I read something today. I just, you know, a quick story in Google News. It said that the 8 benefits of doing push-ups. And I know even in the last year, my energy and enthusiasm toward, because I tried to do those in the morning and it's dropped, but I was inspired by that and did 18 of them this morning. So
nice. Did you do them all at once, or do you do like 18 sets?
No, I did 18 of them.
Okay.
You know, getting down 18 times, that would be challenging too.
So. Yeah, yeah, for sure.
Also thinking about friendship this morning, and it turns out, like, in terms of actors, Steve Martin and Martin Short are great friends. I guess it goes back to the movie Three Amigos. Of course, they did Father of the Bride together, and they've continued to do, like, Only Murders in the Building. But,
right.
I mean, and I think about, just kind of thinking about friendship in general, like, you and I in that way, and I'm grateful so much for you in these daily conversations. But then there also is that pain of, you know, relationships close and not even so close that have come and faded, and some of them with pain. And so it is risky, this relationship business, isn't it?
Definitely. I think when you step into a relationship, there's always risk of hurt. You know, and part of me often wonders, is that the natural rhythm of things, that relationships, you know, whether they just fade or end for other reasons, is typical. And I suspect in some regards it is, but I don't know that it hurts any less when those relationships end.
Yeah, it can be tricky stuff going deeper there, and then you stay in there with the person. All right, we got Titus 2, 9, and 10 to close us out today.
That says, slaves must always obey their masters and do their best to please them. They must not talk back or steal, but must show themselves to be entirely trustworthy and good. Then they will make the teaching about God, our Savior, attractive in every way.
All right, I'm going to dare to say this, okay, because this passage begs it. This is one of those verses that complicates when you step back for people to just go, oh, the Bible's clear. It's not, because, I mean, actually,
correct,
many people in the South for generations, they made their pro-slavery argument, and this would be one of the verses they point to.
Yes, exactly.
So, having said that, you say in your devotional commentary, Paul encouraged slaves to be submissive, well-pleasing, and agreeable. In your day, you do not have slaves, which is in due part to the gospel's influence upon culture, but the principles are essential to keep in mind as you interact with those who have authority over you. For example, as you work for your employer, work as though you're working for the Lord. All these things, dignity, kindness, humility, and love, testify to God's goodness. Final thought.
Yeah, I would just say, you know, when I would encounter things like this as I was doing Letters to the Beloved, I would rather have just skipped them. you know, honestly, because it's hard to talk about this, where Paul doesn't condemn slavery, but encourages slaves to act in a godly way. And it's really hard to know what to do with that. And I think it's good to sit with that discomfort and ask, what do I do with this now?
It's kind of like, I mean, unpacking it is kind of like there's nothing that blatantly says, in terms of the Trinity, it's something that you have to draw different verses like Jesus' baptism and kind of pick up on it. And similarly, in terms of the anti-slavery or abolition case, you have to kind of, you know, weave together these different messages. Yeah.
For sure.
Thank you. We're out of time. Right. Our buddy Jason Kanz. All right. So the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association, they have awards each spring for the previous year. And we, again, had some entries, didn't we, Caleb?
We did. We entered eight different commercials from WWIB and WOGO into the WBA, or Wisconsin Broadcasters Association, Awards for Excellence.
Now, if we just step back and say we've fared pretty well in recent years in this, right?
Yeah, if you come in to visit the station, you might see some of the plaques and things like that on the wall. And again, it's one of the many facets here at WWIB and WOGO. We hope that, again, when you hear these commercials, yeah, we want them to be entertaining, informative, bring some value to you about, again, local businesses. And we appreciate so much when you support and patronize those that you hear advertising on this station, not tune out during commercials, but saying, hey, this is what makes a commercial radio station like WWIB possible. And so, again, we want those commercials to be just as much part of the station as music or talk is.
Yeah, and so throughout the morning, starting with this segment, we're going to be highlighting how we fared in different categories. We're starting with medium market radio news and talk categories. These are awards for ads, WOGO awards, if you will. And this is one that finished third, a Rust Proofers ad. Don't be scared of rust. What can you tell us about this one?
So this is one that aired during October in our WOGO Sports high school football games. And so what I was trying to accomplish with writing this one is I thought, well, man, it is October. A lot of people thinking, you know, scary things and stuff. How can we make it scary but fun, entertaining, interesting, and tie it all back to what rust can do to your vehicle? And so Dawson and I kind of collaborated on this one. And so Dawson, again, is our creative director, putting things together on the audio production side. I wrote the script for this, but also I'd found out on YouTube about some ways to change your voice. And so I actually... some of the things where you hear like rust and things like that is actually my voice going through several different iterations in a program we use called Adobe Audition, where I changed my voice to make it sound as creepy as possible, then handed that off to Dawson for the rest for the music and the mix.
This is like a peek behind the scenes. Let's give it a listen to this ad that finished third.
When it comes to your car, you know what's scary?
Road salt.
Rust from harsh winter road salt and brine can destroy your vehicle's value. So call Rust Proofers. Wherever you may be in western Wisconsin, Rust Proofers comes to you with the most advanced rust proofing available. And their service is added to your vehicle history report to increase resale value. This year, don't be scared. Call Rust Proofers. Rustproofers.com.
So that was your voice in the beginning there?
So the announcer voice is my friend Mike Molin, and then but again the two of the three kind of creepy voices are me. Yeah. The crazy clown is not me. That is my friend Michael Stewart, who's a professional voice actor in Atlanta.
Okay.
And I asked him, "Hey, can you do kind of a creepy crazy clown?" And he came up with that. So
but an example of a lot goes into these ads. Don't magically appear. We don't have like elves who come in the middle of the night and just get these all done, right?
Yeah, again, a lot of different voices going into that one. And again, I really appreciate the different Dawson. Sometimes he and I work together and let's try this with the music. Let's try that. Mm-hmm. But he has such a great ear, great mind for putting these things together and for helping bring my vision for something to life. And he did a wonderful job on that one.
And so there's one more that actually finished first in that category. It's the statewide, right?
This is the first Kelly, in the state of Wisconsin.
Kelly Heating and Electric Mitsubishi ad. Give us the background on this one.
So this one, of the eight that we entered, this one I did not write. Credit for this one goes to Kristen Johnson, who I believe is coming back to work today after a little time off. And Kristen Kristen wrote this one, again, trying to make a play on words of Mitsubishi that, you know what, it can be a little hard to say for kids. And so Coffee House and Cafe, Highway 93 South Eau Claire, it's actually the daughter and son of the owners, Brooklyn and Emmett. Kristen brought them in to be some child voices for this. And I believe kind of what happened is playing a little bit around with this, saying, hey, it's kind of hard to say Mitsubishi.
Yeah.
And playing with that, and some of this, I believe, was very organic happening in the studio. And then you can hear Dawson's voice. What I really love about this one, I wanted to enter this one, is Brooklyn and Emmett are so cute, but Dawson just has such warmth with his voice that he's entertained by these children as well, too. And so that's kind of what came about with this Mitsubishi ad for Kelly Heating and Electric.
It's very good. Let's listen.
Can you say Mitsubishi?
Mitsubishi, Mitsubishi, Mitsubishi.
At Kelly Heating and Electric, installing an electric heat pump system from Mitsubishi requires no heating ducts, and it fixes those cold spots in your home with affordable, quiet, and sleek designs in black, silver, and white. Plus, utility companies reward homeowners who make the choice to move away from fossil fuels and bless future generations.
Don't forget to recycle. Turn off your lights and call Kelly Heating and Electric.
KellyHeatingAndElectric.com.
Yeah, it is warm and fun, and that's terrific.
Still makes me smile. And again, a shout out to Brooklyn and Emmett and to Dawson and Kristen, who wrote the concept for that ad. It was a lot of fun. First place in the state of Wisconsin in that category of best commercial or underwriting announcement on the WOGO side.
There we go. We'll share more throughout the morning here on WWA. Way to go, creative department. All right, if you weren't with us earlier in the hour, the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association had their recent awards, and we had some entries from our creative department in terms of commercials, and we're continuing on with the category of best humorous commercial, right?
Yes, we are. And so these are, again, are from WOGO. So the category is media, market, news, and talk. And what we have here is a commercial that took third place in the state of Wisconsin for best humorous commercial or underwriting announcement. This is a MyPillow ad. It's called Rejuvenate. And what we're going for is to try and emphasize the fact that, hey, that MyPillow mattress topper can help that old worn out mattress feel new again. And in writing this script, honestly, I was thinking Napoleon Dynamite a little bit with that, if you've ever seen kind of that cult classic movie and Uncle Rico. And so what I was trying to go with this, and I believe if I remember right, I had my friend Michael help voice this one. And what I wanted to do with this is to bring out, hey, when you're a little bit, especially on the guy side, when you're getting a little bit older, but you still feel like you're young. And tie that back into, hey, helping that mattress feel young again as well.
All right, so let's give this a listen. This one finishing third in the best humorous commercial category for News and Talk.
You know, if Coach had put me in the fourth quarter, we would have won state. I know it.
You may still be living in the past.
Kids these days, they don't know what real music is.
But your mattress doesn't need to. Rejuvenate that old worn-out mattress with the My Mattress Topper from MyPillow. With thousands of comfort supports to relieve pressure points, the My Mattress Topper can make your bed comfortable again. And right now, you can get a queen-size My Mattress Topper for under $100. Use promo code WWIB at MyPillow.com.
You know what that ad always made me think of is like Facing the Giants or you know, Kendrick Brothers, one of their first movies after Flywheel, or else another faith-based movie. I think it was about Alabama football. So, yeah, I like that, the different accent there.
And, again, my friend Mandy also credited as one of the voices there, and Dawson doing a great job with the music selection, mixing it all together. So, again, that was third place in the state of Wisconsin for Media Market News and Talk Stations. Again, the WBA Awards, Wisconsin Broadcasters Association. And this is one from our friends Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating that took first place in the state of Wisconsin for Best Humorous Commercial. And this is one, honestly, what that sticks out to me is that Sam's voice shows up in this one. Mm. And I'm honestly trying to remember if Sam and Dawson collaborated on the production of this ad. But I believe Caroline from our sales department makes an appearance as well to Caroline or Michelle. I'll have to listen to it because honestly, it's been a few months here. But a lot of different voices in this one. And thinking about, hey, there's some times where it's good to wait. Sometimes it's good to wait for things. You'll hear like waiting for your pizza to cool. Sometimes it's good to wait. But there are other times when you shouldn't wait. And what we're trying to bring out with this one is don't wait around to call for that check and clean. Call Wirzgala now. Make sure your furnace is ready for winter.
All right. It's called Don't Wait. Let's listen.
Sometimes it's good to wait. Like waiting for your pizza to cool before taking that first bite.
Yeah!
now.
Or waiting to make sure you really want that tattoo?
No regrets.
But you shouldn't wait when calling Wasgalla Plumbing and Heating for a check and clean of your home's furnace. Many homeowners don't even think about their home's heat until they need it. And by then...
oh, so cold.
It's a little too late. So get your furnace check and clean from the pros at Wasgalla. 839-0707 or Wasgalla.com.
It's fun. It's fun.
Yeah, and again, that's what we're going for. A little humor, but also to bring that point out that, hey, some things it's good to wait for. Others don't wait around until the last minute. Call Wasgalla Plumbing and Heating.
Way to go again, WIB Creative Department. That one got first place.
It did.
So, all right, well, we've heard from the WOGO winners. We'll have the WIB winners coming up in the 8 o'clock hour here on WWIV, so stick around for that. And it kind of reminds me, I mean, the ads represent, when WWIV, I've worked here, somebody asked me just yesterday, how long, you know, I started in 85, and it's like WIB personality radio, but the fun and the creativity, that the ads is every bit as a part of who we are and what we're about, too, right? It's vital.
Absolutely. And again, having commercial advertisers not only presenting value to you as listeners and businesses mm-hmm. that can hopefully help you and things that you're looking for, but also it enables us to do so many different things. When you see the promotions we run and the giveaways and what we're able to give away as well to, mm-hmm. to local organizations, all made possible by our advertisers, by our sponsors, by businesses in the community. And beyond that as well, too, it has given us open doors to be able to minister in a different way, to rub shoulders with people in the community, and hopefully by bringing excellence to advertising, the way you all support them. Not everyone who advertises mm-hmm. on this station knows Jesus, but mm-hmm. we have those open doors to be able to be, hopefully, God's witness to mm-hmm. them through them advertising here on WWIV. And so again, as always, we can't thank you enough for listening to and supporting the commercials you hear on WIB.
Absolutely. All right, it's the one day a year we take some time to pause and reflect on the work of some of these ads you hear in breaks throughout the broadcast day during the week and the weekends, because for several years now we've been entering into the WBA Awards, and we've been faring pretty well, and this year no exception, Caleb.
Yeah, so the WBA is Wisconsin Broadcasters Association. So again, these are statewide awards, and blessed to be able to receive some recognition for the commercials you hear on WWIB and WOGO. And these are some commercials that in the category of best commercial or underwriting announcement won second place and first place. And this is something where you can't get two first place. So again, we got the top two in this category for best commercial in the state of Wisconsin for media market music format radio stations. And the first one we're going through here is from the Raven team, and it's called No Second Chances. And this is one that I think really showed the brilliance of Dawson as our creative director, his production. So I wrote this script, but what I wanted to do was give Dawson a lot of license to really create the world that we were going for here. And what you find out later on in this commercial is that you're actually in a video game. But what I was looking for is this kind of post-apocalyptic world. If you've ever seen, I'm not a huge gamer, but I know Dawson enjoys gaming. And so this was something that I thought would really be in his wheelhouse. And there's a game that I had kind of in my head that I think I played maybe back in college or something called Gears of War, and also another game called Halo that was really popular. Mm-hmm. And so I was like, let's make it feel like you are on this like post-apocalyptic planet and there's aliens all over the place. And what I asked Dawson to do with this, and he recruited some friends to help do some of the voices. And then I had my friend... Matt as well do a voiceover with this. But what we're trying to go for is like, hey, there's aliens attacking, like crazy aliens that want to eat you, and there's lasers flying all over the place, and you with your comrades are battling. And then you find out, actually, okay, this isn't a video game where, hey, when you die you get a second chances and start over. It's, hey, in commercial real estate, you don't get a second chance. Make sure you call the best, call the Raven team. So yeah, that's what we're going for with this long lead into one of my favorite commercials we've done recently.
Let's listen.
Watcher 6.
Covering fire! They're everywhere!
Get to the extraction point.
Take cover!
Game over. Try again?
Unlike gaming, in commercial real estate, you don't get second chances. So if your business is buying or selling, get the best first. Brian Raven, your commercial real estate guru, with the Raven team at Century 21 Affiliated. Contact Brian today at theraventeam.com.
I'll give you my lay opinion is that there's a lot of gamers. And so, and that hook isn't short. It's quite a while, and it's pretty active. And you're like, what is this, a movie?
Yeah, and trying to bring you into that world, too. And again, you know, Dawson did the lion's share of the production. I added a few different elements here and there, even things about, like, hey, what would it sound like if a building explodes and kind of that crumbling of the bricks. And what I was really going for that Dawson did such a great job is if you're in the car, we did something called panning left and right so that you could feel like there are actually lasers going by you on either side. So that's what we were going for, and I think accomplished that pretty well.
And yet, while you think that one may have been good enough to get first, you can't beat yourself. And the Will Kill Pest Control actually did edge it out. It's called The Hunters.
Yes, and this is one where I was looking for someone with a very deep movie trailer type voice. And so my friend Kevin jumped in for that. Appreciate his great voice acting with this. And then another friend, Dustin, did the secondary voice you'll hear in this one. And so we were thinking about, okay, so if you're trying to get rid of pests, what if it's... Mm-hmm. The drama of mosquitoes, and not just, hey, it's annoying, but what if we made it like, hey, they're after you, they're hunting you, but we are going after them. We are hunting down those mosquitoes and getting rid of pests. And so trying to make it like a movie trailer, something very big and dramatic with this to bring attention to the fact that, hey, Will Kill Pest Control can take care of those pests in your yard.
Let's listen.
They're hunting you. You can't escape. But we are hunting them. Who are we? We'll Kill Pest Control.
Ready to be free of pests this year? Put We'll Kill Pest Control to work for you. Rid your yard of mosquitoes and ticks with We'll Kill Pest Control. Have a pest-free summer. Schedule today at will-kill.com.
We'll Kill Pest Control.
Yeah, I love his deep voice in the beginning, and I love that line, they're hunting you, but we're hunting them.
And again, the music choices that Dawson put together with that one really complemented everything so well. So an excellent job done by our creative director, Dawson, in bringing that all together.
Fantastic. Way to go, team. Outstanding. Hey, we'll do one final segment later after 8:45 on the best humorous commercials in terms of... Medium market radio music format for WWIB. And throughout the morning, we have been sharing some of our efforts, some of our entries in the recent Wisconsin Broadcasters Association Awards, different categories. I mean, this is news and various other categories, TV and radio. But in terms of radio in our particular markets for WOGO and News Talk, and also for WWIB, we had some entries, and we've come down to these last couple in the best humorous commercial category, Caleb.
Yeah, between WWIB and WOGO, we entered eight commercials, and all eight placed, again, in the top three. And so for best humorous commercial underwriting announcement, this is for media market radio stations. WWIB took third and first place. And so we'll start with this third place commercial, third place in the state of Wisconsin. And this is one from the Medicine Shop. It was a Thanksgiving-themed ad. And this is one that I wrote. My friend Dom was the main voiceover for this because he just excels at kind of wry tones, dry humor, and that's what we were looking for. This is actually one that I produced as well, too. I used my daughter in this ad, Lily, who, well, when you hear it, you'll hear it again, my teenager. And I thought, hey, I think she can pull this off very well. She's actually a very talented voice actress. And so this is the Medicine Shop. It's called Happy Thanksgiving.
The sounds of Thanksgiving. Football on TV. Children playing in the yard. A pie hot from the oven. And...
Ew, it's on the turkey.
Don't let cold and flu season ruin your holiday. Visit your locally owned Medicine Shop pharmacies of Chippewa Falls and Menominee. Busy with meal prep? Take advantage of the Medicine Shop's free local delivery. Happy Thanksgiving from the Medicine Shop of Chippewa Falls and Menominee.
That is good.
So again, just going with that one, trying to remind people that, hey, it is that time of year when you can have the sniffles and snuffles and the Medicine Shop, again, your locally owned pharmacy in Chippewa Falls and Menominee, here for you. So enjoyed putting that one together, and I always enjoy being able to have my kids' voices in the ads. And then the final one that we're playing here, Havo, this one took first place in the entire state of Wisconsin for best humorous commercial. And this is from our friend Superior Sealers. I appreciate Rob with Superior Sealers so much because he gives me a lot of license to be creative with the commercials. And so this is one that Dawson, our intrepid creative director, produced. And what I was going for with this one, there's actually a MyPillow ad that you hear from time to time that has a similar feel. I was thinking Gilligan's Island, and I was thinking Thurston Howell III. That's what I was going for with this. And so my friend Ed, I said, hey, is there someone who could give a Thurston Howell type of voice? And Ed was able to pull that off very well with this. And then my friend Mandy, who also is a very talented voice actress as well, too. What we were going for is the absurdly rich. That's what we wanted to go with at the beginning of this, that evoking Gilligan's Island and the Howells, those absurdly rich folks, and saying, hey, some people don't care at all about saving money. But for the rest of us, mm-hmm. if you want to save money, here's a great option, and tying it back to Superior Sealers mm-hmm. and how, again, their services can keep you from having to replace your driveway or parking lot, which could cost thousands and thousands of dollars, and they're able to do it much more affordably. So that's what we're going with. It's called Saving You Money from Superior Sealers.
I remember the MyPillow ad you're talking about. Let's listen to the Superior Sealers ad.
Some folks just don't care about saving money.
Wellington, be a dear and do fetch my diamonds.
Oh, yes, darling, which yacht should we take today? Oh, it's the Prime Minister again.
Probably needs another loan.
Straight to voicemail with you, sir.
But for the rest of us, saving money is nice. So if your driveway or parking lot has seen better days, don't spend thousands of dollars replacing it. Have Superior Sealers make it look new again with crack filling and seal coating. Superior Sealers. Free estimates at SuperiorSealersLLC.com.
A reminder how radio is theater of the mind. It may be Adventures in Odyssey on a Saturday night in the 6 o'clock hour on WIB, or it could be just a 30-second ad.
Yeah, and again, Dawson did a fantastic job with the music choices with that. There's so much that goes into each 30-second commercial, too. And so, again, I'm trying to evoke kind of the chamber music at the beginning and evoke this absurdly rich couple here that even the prime minister is calling them for loans. And you hear kind of the clinking of teacups and such, and then having a little humor with the music coming in, the trombone and such, kind of stepping you through that more of a jazzy feel at the end. And again, Dawson, our creative director, just does such a fantastic job bringing some of these scripts and things that I put together, bringing them to life. And, man, first place in the state of Wisconsin for that ad for Superior Sealers.
Fantastic. Well, way to go, team. Proud of you guys. And again, thanks for patronizing our advertisers. Again, without them, we wouldn't be here. And we support financial backing for our paid programs through WIB Incorporated. But I'll tell you what, a much larger part of what we need to do what we do is through our paid advertisers. So thank you to Caleb, the sales team, the creative team, and all works together.